Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. In Jerusalem, the skies are clear with a gentle breeze. Tel Aviv is enjoying a warm evening, perfect for a stroll. Haifa is experiencing mild temperatures, making it a pleasant night to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports, just in that Israel warns of a heightened terror threat to Israelis and Jews abroad ahead of the holiday period. Also, Ynet reports earlier today that Israel struck a Hezbollah command post in an empty Lebanon hospital following a drone attack. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew reveals that the IDF located a missile in the heart of Samaria during an unusual operation overnight. Separately, JNS reports that Israeli security forces have apprehended a 10-member Hamas terror cell in Samaria earlier today. And finally, the JTA notes that Israeli ministers have unveiled plans to encourage voluntary Palestinian emigration from Gaza, sparking international condemnation. Here's what people are saying online. Maurice Hirsch, an Israeli legal advocate, posted just minutes ago criticizing statements about the state of Palestine and its financial rewards to terrorists. David Collier highlighted a challenge from Jake Wallace Simons to Ed Miliband questioning claims about medicine restrictions in Gaza, writing just now. Avi Isacharov reminded followers of warnings in 2019 about Qatari money reaching Hamas, noting that previous alerts went unheeded, in a post from earlier. Let's go deeper, starting with the heightened terror threat. The Times of Israel reports that the National Security Council has identified increased efforts by Iran, Hamas, Hezbollah, and global jihad groups. This warning comes as 25 Israelis and Jews have been killed in attacks overseas recently. The Council urges heightened vigilance over the holiday period, emphasizing the global reach of these threats. Turning to the strike in Lebanon, Ynet details that the IDF targeted a Hezbollah command post located in an empty hospital in Lebanon. This move followed a drone attack aimed at slowing IDF operations on the Ali Teher Ridge. Reports from Lebanon indicate casualties, with one killed and three wounded. This action underscores the ongoing tension along the Israel-Lebanon border. Meanwhile, in Samaria, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports on a joint operation by the Yamam, IDF, and Shin Bet. They discovered a missile in a Palestinian village. This operation, described as unusual, highlights the persistent security challenges in the area. The discovery of the missile without a launcher raises concerns about future threats. The story of the Hamas terror cell arrest is connected to this. JNS reveals that the apprehended cell consisted of 10 members near Nablus, also known as Shechem. The operation underscores the ongoing security measures aimed at thwarting potential attacks. The cell's capture is seen as a significant victory for Israeli security forces. Lastly, the JTA notes the controversial plans by Israeli ministers to encourage Palestinian emigration from Gaza. This proposal has been met with criticism from international powers and some American Jewish groups. The move could have significant implications for regional stability and international relations. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports a dramatic rise in doctors emigrating from Israel. Between 2003 and 2005, 1,300 doctors left the country, marking a significant loss for the healthcare sector. Separately, CTEC discusses Rafael's potential plan to establish a production plant in Germany. This follows reports that Volkswagen might exit its Osnabrück plant, opening opportunities for new ownership. And finally, Walla Business covers the Minister of Agriculture's strategic plan until 2050. The Treasury warns it may sabotage agricultural development under the guise of food security. You've been listening to Israel 18 News. On Sunday, our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.